USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
22-year-old Robert Aaron Long accused of killing 8 people, mostly women of Asian descent, at Atlanta, Georgia massage businesses, pled guilty to murder Tuesday and 4 of the killings. Mr. Long was sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. Another U.S. general was pushing his wokeism agenda on Twitter Sunday. Former Army Captain and U.S. Senate candidate Sean Parnell from Pennsylvania tells Fox News this behavior from a superior is bad for the country.
10 years ago, this wouldn't have happened in the military, and I served under President Barack Obama back then. When I was in the Army, we focused on the mission. We didn't really care what your politics were. We didn't care where you came from, what color your skin was, what god you worshipped, or how much money you made. We cared about the mission, because a laser focus on the mission keeps people alive on the battlefield. And when this general is out there trolling people on Twitter, and when our leaders are not focused on the mission, people die.
USA Radio News.
They're calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation is soaring. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax, or you can switch. Also, find Newsmax for free on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's news they can trust.
Journalism takes a step backwards at the New York Times as their reporter Katie Brenner deleted a tweet that called supporters of former President Trump enemies of the state. Brenner did not clarify why she deleted the tweet or if she did so at the newspaper's demand. Some universities may be jumping sporting conferences. Dan Araki explains.
The universities of Oklahoma and Texas formally requested an invitation for membership in the Southeastern Conference when their rights deal with the Big 12, their current conference, expires in 2025. The presidents of the SEC schools will reportedly meet on Thursday to discuss the request. Should they extend those schools' invites, the SEC would become the first 16-team super conference in major college sports.
If you own an iPad, iPhone, or Mac computer, you should update your device right now. Monday, brand new patches came out that will block recently discovered hacks. A zero-day vulnerability could allow a hacker to execute arbitrary code with kernel privileges, essentially allowing them to hack your device. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Voter ID is something that is very partisan. Most Americans on both sides of the aisle want the ID in place for election integrity. After President Biden calls the new legislation Jim Crow laws without providing any details, the Texas governor calls Biden a liar.
A trio of Texas Democrats who left the state in protest of a proposed voting law will be testifying before Congress. The House Committee on Oversight and Reform has called the hearing on Thursday. The Texas legislation would roll back some of the expansions made to voting during the COVID-19 pandemic. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott tells Fox News the stuff you're hearing out of the administration is not accurate when it comes to the new Texas voting reforms.
Anybody who says this is a Jim Crow law, they don't either know Jim Crow laws or they don't know what's going on in the state of Texas. And in fact, Texas passed a voter ID law a few years ago, and they said the same thing. Oh, this is a voter suppression. It will deny people of color the ability to vote. It's easier today than it's ever been for people of color, for all Texans, to be able to cast a vote. And so these aspersions that have been cast by the President of the United States are completely reprehensible. It shows the American people that the President of the United States is willing to lie about what's going on to try to get his way.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
If you own an iPad, iPhone, or Mac computer, go update your device right now. Why? Because there are brand new patches out that will combat newly discovered hacks. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.